Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniverti. My daughter is going to be a junior at UC Santa Cruz this fall and had to move out of her college-sponsored apartment. The housing market is extremely tight in Santa Cruz, like many college towns, and having lost the lottery to keep her apartment, we are now tossed into the fray of competing with hundreds of other families looking for a place for her to live. Spending a few days viewing the available rentals last week, I quickly realized the housing situation in Santa Cruz is beyond ridiculous. Think of the worst motel room you can imagine, with a small kitchenette, about 500 square feet or so, running from about $2,500 a month or more. Yes, it's that bad. Add in the fact that every available place we saw was either rented or had an application or three already submitted. Since the market is so crazy, managers are slow to return calls, websites are inaccurate or don't function very well, and what websites do work are inundated with applicants. Santa Cruz is not ideally situated for easy access. If one wants to go further out to find something, you have to face monumental traffic concerns, adding 30 minutes of stop-and-go driving in almost every direction. It became apparent that to find a place, we had to switch gears and adopt the method of simply driving around and stopping in every apartment complex we could that looked safe and trying to find a resident manager so we could inquire about something that might be coming vacant soon but had not yet been listed. Similar to one of the best ways to find a used car, we had more success driving all over town and doing the footwork needed and hopefully getting lucky than competing in the public marketplace of the web. In my past articles on how to find a used car worthy of owning, although the public web is a good place to find your ride, some of the best cars I have found have simply been stopping at a parked car with a for sale sign on it. Using old-fashioned footwork, you eliminate much of your competition by finding something that is not exposed to the many buyers that peruse the web looking for the same deals you are, and it works when trying to look for an apartment as well. Truth be told, we did find a jewel of a cottage up on a hill overlooking both the amusement park and the beach in Santa Cruz that had not been listed, and we were wrestling with the uninspired agent and barely functioning web page for that cottage, but we successfully found a place. A rather nice place, in fact, without the competition of the internet. It's easy to blame the greed of landlords for such a fiasco as the rents are in Santa Cruz, but the fact of the matter is prices are ridiculously high because the demand there is off the charts. Thank goodness there are kids living in these places, because truthfully, unless you're willing and able to pony up at least $3,000 or more a month to house your kid, they're going to be living in a fecal crater of an apartment, and most kids are happy just having a place of their own. Speaking to acquaintances around town, I often hear the suggestion there should be something done to rein in rents, such as implementing rent control or forcing landlords to drop rents to reasonable levels, whatever that is. But such measures stymie free market fundamentals, which would make housing even less available. True, such edicts as rent control might drop rents for some, but many more applicants would not be able to find a place at all. Either that or a black market for housing would pop up, which might eliminate the protections offered by housing authorities as renters sign away their rights to report deficiencies or dangerous conditions in exchange for that much sought-after lease. Compounding the problem is that a portion of the low-cost rentals in Santa Cruz are being taken up by publicly assisted tenants, which have a portion or all of their rent paid by government programs. When private applicants, who have limited funds, compete with government funds and housing edicts, the available inventory of student housing is further reduced, making the situation even more difficult. And that's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, and may not be the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniverti.